The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Everybody, Alan Ellis here. Robin isn't. She's got some other things she's attending to this morning. And it's just me, and I hope you enjoy the show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show, Maryland's only outdoors-oriented talk show, and has been for the last 30-some years. Coming up on our 34th anniversary, maybe 35. I don't know. Anyway, December 17th, 1988 till December of 2023, what is that? 35 years. Okay. All right. I can't add. At this hour in the morning, I challenge you to do that kind of addition or subtraction, division, or multiplication. You know, I did learn to do my gazindas when I was in school, elementary school, and it's far more than most young people learn to do now in school. But, yeah. Anyway, good morning. Current situation here. Two grandkids, 4 and 3, or 3 and 2, almost 4, almost 3, but really 3 and 2. Been here since Thursday afternoon. Overnight Thursday night, overnight last night. Grandson sleeps on the cot in this room. Granddaughter sleeps in a pack and play in this room. Three dogs. Old dog sleeps in living room in her bed. Middle dog, the big one, sleeps in our room, usually with me. And the puppy sleeps in her crate, unless she's out during the night back in this room, which she isn't that much with the kids here. Well, that has all been thrown on its head because of the radio show. So now we've got the puppy in her crate, covered up, quiet. We've got the old dog in the kitchen, or living room, excuse me, where her bed is. And then we have the mid-size puppy, 2-year-old. She is in her crate in the living room. Both grandkids are in my bed with Gamma in her bed. And that's how that's working.
But that arrangement
all took place at a little after 4 this morning when I woke up. So it's been fun. It's been an interesting rearranging day, getting everybody in the right place so they can sleep and it can be quiet here for the radio show. And since I'm broadcasting from my back room, my great room here in my house, and loving it, it beats a drive to Baltimore from Easton every Saturday. You know, we had to kind of make things work. Now, I'm skipping across the room here, and I've got the control for my fireplace, and I don't often get to do this myself, but I'm turning on the fireplace. There it is. Look at that beautiful flame. This is a gas fireplace insert from our sponsor, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And I'm going to move that out of the way so I can see everything beautifully. And I'm going to sit here and have conversations with you, our listeners, watch our fireplace, put my feet up, and talk about my favorite subjects, fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and I hope to do so with you if you're joining us. We gave a muzzleloader away last week, and we gave two fishing tackle packages away from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman. This week, we are continuing to take names for the muzzleloader contest, and CVA, if you're on their mailing list, just sent out this week a beautiful video explanation of the Optima V2. That's the one we're giving away. I have an Optima V2. I have an Optima V2. Had one. I have an Acura mountain rifle. I have an Acura LR, which was the precursor to the current Acura with a 30-inch barrel. That thing shoots like a dream. And here we are. Now, let's see. Hey, there's my buddy John B. Good morning, brother. Back at you. And we have Glenn in Chestertown on the line. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How are you doing? Robin?
Good, bud. Good, bud. Robin is not. Robin is with the grandkids today. She's got them riding herd on them in our room. We moved them both from back here to our room so that they could continue their sleeping. I don't know how much sleep we're getting, but they're getting theirs, so that's the main thing.
Yeah.
How you been? I'll do it.
Okay,
how you been?
I'm still looking down to the top of the grass, so when you're doing that, you're doing good.
Amen on that. Amen on that. We're glad that you're able to do that. So, cool. We've got some cooler weather coming in. That cold front is going through today, and I will tell you something. If I were hunting, either this morning or this evening would be probably my top pick. Haven't gotten out yet, but I would go this evening after that front comes through, after the rain, because if you hunt before rain and you strike a deer, then it rains, you're cutting your odds way down as far as recovery. You know what I mean, Glenn?
Yes.
Well, why it washes out the blood trail. It'd be hard to follow if you have a deer that you struck and runs off. So anyway, I would pick this evening because there's no rain in sight, at least here in this region, for a couple hours after that. I don't think it's supposed to rain at all tomorrow. So tonight would be a safe bet if you'd wanted to get in the woods. So, yep. And, you know, I'm seeing postings of plenty of deer pictures. I'll tell you what, I'm up to my eyebrows in deer right now. We're putting together the record book, the new record book. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you've been at some of those events. And, but anyway, any activities for you this week?
Well, not a whole lot. I'm supposed to go to the sale over there to Gleaner today.
I got you. Good. Well, enjoy that. Enjoy that. So we got two kids to entertain. I'm thinking maybe Wildlife Drive down at the Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge in Cambridge. That might be fun. We'll see. We're thinking about the air park over at the BWI Airport. We're thinking about a lot of different things to do with these kids today. So we're getting them the heck out of here and showing them what's out there. So. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, y'all take care of your business, you know.
Same to you, buddy. We'll talk next week, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know.
See you, Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Patrick in Ellicott City. Hey, Pat, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Calling you before my first cup of coffee, so I'm a little slow.
Yeah, I would say. I've got one here. What's that?
Yeah, I saw the cover of the new record book. Boy, it looks good.
Oh, man. There's going to be, I will venture to say, twice as many stories in this one coming up. Probably 50% more photos.
Excellent.
Yeah, really, really good records. A couple state records, a couple. You know, some of these guys that kill big deer, they don't want you to put them on Facebook. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But some of them are okay with putting their picture in the record book. So there's going to be photos that have not been seen on social media that are only personal photos being shared with this. There are some giant deer that have been taken, you know, and we've been privileged to measure them. You know, they'll gross over 200 inches and net 180-ish, 190-ish. And these are just monsters. And we're going to have all the Pope and Young records and Boone and Crockett records in there as current as we could get them. Here's the other thing. This is cool. We have what we call legendary whitetails in this book. These are animals that have been on the records. I did a story yesterday on one from 1961. 170-some-inch net deer.
Oh, my goodness.
Allegheny County.
Wow.
And it's quite a story, and we've got deer that have never been seen. I mean, and Maryland deer. I'm not talking about, you know, Iowa, Illinois, you know, any of those things. I'm talking about Maryland deer in history that we've got the photos of. We've contacted the people. We've taken recent photos of them with their mount. We've gotten their stories from in their own words, and it is just. The legacy of hunting in Maryland is coming to life in this record book. And it's available for pre-order right now on the website. You can order 1, 2, 3. There's a combo deal on there where you can order this new record book and the old one if you haven't gotten it. The old record book we're doing on the combo deal for half price, you know, for $10. So it's, you know, that announcement's going to be on Facebook today. So... And we'll have the covers of both books on there and that type of thing.
Awesome.
It's more than I could ever imagine when I got into this. You know what I mean? I told the guy, we did the first record book and we based it on some of the old records and what we were able to measure. I told the guys, look, we're going to do another record book in 3 years. I'd like to see if we can get 300 animals in there.
Wow.
We're almost 600. 580 some animals.
Wow.
So, pretty incredible.
Worked really hard, and it showed.
Our guys have just done immeasurable work for volunteers. They get the highest compliments and respect from me for what they do. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I appreciate you telling me that, you know, and that's on the Outdoors and Radio Show Facebook page. It's on Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page. It's on Maryland Hunting Quarterly Facebook page. We'll update that with the pre-order stuff today. So,
excellent. Can't wait. I'm excited.
Yo, so am I, man. Thanks, Patrick. Take care,
buddy.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Gary in Dundalk, and then we'll have to take our first break. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Going good. What's going on?
Hey, I got a question. I got a lot of ducks I've been noticing. So what's the season?
Early duck season, I think, I have to look, is in now or next week. I can't remember. I think, you know, that's the early duck season, and then it takes a break for a while up into November. We published it here. Let's see. Let me tell you. Try to tell you here. Early waterfowl season. There it is. Look at that. Do. Give me a second. I'm looking in Maryland Hunting Quarterly. And you can go online, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, and find the duck season. There it is on page 40. Almost there, buddy. Give me a second. Here we go. October 14th through October 21st. It comes in next Saturday.
Saturday's got it.
Or next week, whatever the 14th is. It's in for the early duck is in for 1 week, October 14th to October 21st, and then November 11th to November 24th, and then December 15th to January 31.
All right. Well, thanks for the intel.
You got it, buddy. Enjoy. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yep. All right. Hey, Dawn, hang on there, and the rest of our callers. We know you called in early, and we appreciate that. Get signed up for the muzzleloader, and we will tell you about our friends here at Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You know, I'm looking at this wall of stone that goes from the floor to the ceiling. We had the ceilings vaulted in here. They're about 12 feet high. We ran a stone fireplace face all the way up. It's about 8 feet wide, 9 feet wide, something like that. We got a piece of antique timber from an old spring house in Carroll County that my buddy Chris had reclaimed. That's our mantle. We've had the fireplace here, but we widened the box. We put this beautiful fireplace insert in, and Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, did the entire job. The hearth, the stone, the mantle, the whole deal, plus the installation on the fireplace with the chimney and so forth. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I'm sitting here. I can control the heat up and down. I can control the light in the box. I can control the fan. I can control whether or not the flame is low, high, or whatever, and it is wonderful. I feel it. It feels really good in here this morning. All this at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, Kent Island, the premier fireplace stove and hearth dealer in the region. They've got pellet stoves, pellet inserts, wood stoves, wood inserts. They've got electric gas-fired inserts like we have here. Anything that has to do with heat. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They're in Graysonville. Stop into that showroom. You'll love it. You'll be ready for the future cold weather. It'll be here sooner than you think. BackyardBillys.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, coming from the bridge. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Hey, speaking of early waterfowl season, if you're a pump-action shotgun kind of guy, I want to recommend the BPS field model, and that is from Browning. And it's from Clyde Sports Shop, your Browning headquarters, your full-line Browning dealer. Newly designed stock. It's got a new look. Larger trigger guard, a matte blue finish barrel, and forged machine steel receiver. Bottom ejection with a satin walnut finish. Pump action shotgun with a superior fit and finish and a new checkering surface. Now, that bottom ejection, keep in mind, you're in a duck blind with somebody on your right. You're not shooting those hot spent casings out at them. You're shooting them right on the floor where they're supposed to be, right on the ground. Synthetic stock models are also available. Now, if you like a auto loader, the softest, short recoil-operated auto loader shotgun, soft shooting, is Reliable A5. It comes in vintage tan camo, among other models. The vintage tan is really cool if you're a waterfowl hunter, especially an older guy that can, you know, well afford an A5. You just want to get out there and shoot your gun and have fun. And, you know, vintage tan camo is a fun kind of cool thing. Rugged composite stock, a textured gripping surface, a shim adjustable for all the fittings to suit your, you know, particular body style. Full coverage retro vintage tan camo and Invector DS choke tubes come with it. Both of those beautiful shotguns are available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, or just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number there is 410-242-6108. Clyde Sports is the website. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting available at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed Gulf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just a good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
All right. How about that? Boy, we got some callers online. Captain Don, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. We're calling from the Patapsco.
Oh, good for you.
Participating in a tournament, a fundraising tournament that's put on by a local restaurant. And
cool.
It's a very good cause. But I have on the boat this morning, Mario. I have two Kennys.
Hey, Brian. Kenny. Hey, Kenny. How are you?
Raised their they hear you now because
good, glad to hear
down it in the back. And we got Ron, so we're going to hit it a little early within the limits, you know, the legal limits,
sure.
As they
yeah,
say.
Sure.
And everything's been moved up. The times have been moved up, you know, as far as weigh-ins and things like that because of the incoming weather. So
yeah, of course.
An eye on that, but right now it's beautiful. I mean, the water's flat. It's you see the stars. And it's
calm before the storm.
Oh man, it's a beautiful morning. Yep.
Yeah, man. Yep.
Well,
it'd be nice to be
hi.
Out there. Hey, hi everybody. Good luck to you.
Yeah, we're entering a contest, and we'll be listening.
You got it, buddy. Thank you so much. I appreciate
all
the call.
Take care. Have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.
You do the same. You too. Good luck. All right. Let's see. I know we got Bill in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Bill. How are you? And then hang on there, John. We'll get right to you in a minute. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. Nice show you're getting putting on here.
I appreciate that. Is this the first time you're listening?
No, I've listened a couple times. I'm getting up there in years now, and I'm going to find out a sending number I can call to see what my guns are worth, you know, I want to sell them.
Uh-huh.
And because they're just sitting down there in a closet, and I'll probably never use them again.
I got it. Did you leave your number with Aaron?
Yes, sir.
All right. I will take care of that this week.
What do you mean?
I will contact you this week.
Oh, okay.
If you're looking to do that, if that's what you want, would you like me to call find out? Okay.
Because I have no idea what to charge for the guns.
I understand. Well, maybe I can help you with that. That's why I'll call you this week, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yep, because, you know, there's several things that you can do, and you need to discuss those with somebody that knows what they're talking about a little bit. So let me get in touch with you and go from there. How's that sound?
It sounds good.
Yeah, you want to give us kind of an insight as far as, you know, what you've got? I mean, they rifles, shotguns,
I got
all the above?
I got a 12-gauge Remington 1100 shotgun with two barrels.
Right.
I got the next size smaller down shotgun.
Okay.
And I have a Remington 30-06 rifle.
Okay.
And I have
pump action 760 Game Master.
I don't know what it is.
Okay. All right. I got it.
And I got two black powder rifles.
Okay.
And both of them are that metal that don't rust.
Yeah, nitride, CVA.
Yeah, it looks like stainless steel.
Yep, looks like stainless. Yep, probably is stainless. All right. I will call you this week.
Do you have to have the serial numbers?
Not when I call you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, just let me call you and we'll talk first, okay?
Okay. Appreciate
all right, buddy. No problem at all. Take care.
Yeah, keep up the good work on your hunting show.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
We don't have anybody else to go to talk about hunting.
Nope, you're right. I know it. Call back sometime when you can spend some time. We'll talk about back in the day, all right?
Okay.
Sounds good. Thanks, Bill. I'll be in touch. There goes Bill. John in North Carolina.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How about you, buddy?
Well, I spent half the week watching YouTubes on muzzleloaders. The season is one month off.
Uh-huh.
I zeroed mine at the house because the drop table is such that a 20-yard shot is the same as a 100-yard.
Yep,
I know it's
correct.
It's really close.
Yeah, correct.
And it's devastating to look at the divot in the grass where that bullet hits. But really getting excited. This year, my health is better, so I can climb the ridge I wanted.
Oh, that's good.
Last year, there,
yeah.
There was no way. I'd just been out of the hospital.
Are there,
you got a lot of callers online behind me?
Let me see here. No, you're good.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, you want to hear about a big buck story?
Sure.
I'll try to keep it simple. Halfway up the ridge, where one of the ridges I like to hunt, there's a little parking spot, and then there's a gate. It's locked. It's public land. And
yep.
You walk around a horseshoe because it's a drainage.
Okay.
Then you start to hike uphill, and it goes from bad to worse. Well, I'm hiking in there, and I get to the ridge, and I hear a gunshot, and I say, well, I can tell about where that came from. I'm going to go down a different way so I don't interfere with anybody. So I circle all of the way around this horseshoe on the way down, and as I come back to pick up the trail, another trail down to get to where I'm going to be parking, I see this guy waving at me in the woods, coming at me. And I think this is a little weird. So it's a young fella, and he comes over and says, he asks me, do you know where I'm parked?
And okay.
I'm thinking, well, you know, I am many things, but I am not a mind reader.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
So I asked the guy, do you have a white pickup truck? He says, yeah. I said, oh, yeah, I know where it is. I can lead you to it. So he says, yeah, I don't want to go back down the same way I came in. I had to go up a cliff.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
And it is a hell of a cliff. I don't know how the guy did it. Well, anyway.
Wow.
So he says, I just shot the biggest buck of my life. So he leads me over to it, and you used to have an advertiser or something about chainsaw art.
Okay, okay, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, the head on this deer looked like chainsaw art.
Oh, my gosh.
There wasn't a single curve. It was all blocky.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not lying when I say that the deer is on its side, and the hams come up about to my hip.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what the live weight on this thing was, but it looked like a small horse.
Oh,
you know how
gosh.
Wide a horse is.
Oh, yeah, no question.
It wasn't a huge horse, but, and for sure it was a deer.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, a tiny rack. This thing.
Really? A little tiny rack, but a big body.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and
okay.
I say to the guy, I don't know I would have shot this thing here. Because I'm thinking two things. One, you're going to play hell getting it out.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it's downhill, it won't matter, and you know what that's like.
I do.
The other part was, you know, this rack is about 8 inches wide, maybe 5 inches tall.
Oh, my gosh.
The whole head of the thing is gray. And he says, oh, I've got friends. They're on the way over. I say, well, you're going to need them.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, because we've got a carrier in the truck.
Right.
I'm thinking, well, I hope that carrier's got brakes on it. Because three guys are not going to hold this deer back.
Right. But oh, my gosh.
I don't know what it weighed, 400, 500, 600
pounds? Oh, my gosh,
pounds.
400.
It was
that sounds like an old buck that had been, was on its way out, going downhill, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And but just the sheer size of it is absolutely amazing.
Oh, it was, and I'm also thinking to myself, because we butcher our own deer. We process them from gunshot to freezer.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, man, I'll bet that meat's not very good.
I don't know. I mean, there's always sausage, brother.
Yeah, you know? You're right.
There's always sausage.
Throw a lot of fat in there because it's going to
Yeah,
eat it.
Yeah. So, oh, that's a great story.
That's my, you know, I told you the big rack story
right.
a month or two ago, and this is the biggest deer story.
The big body.
I've never seen anything like it since, and of course not before.
Wow. I've been fortunate to take several big deer over 200 pounds, live weight. I've never had one break 200, you know, on a scale that I know of. I've been close. I've been 196 and 193. And but it's something to get one of those big boys out of there, especially by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's always my favorite part.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, by the way, I'm going to go hunting a lot this year by myself, and I have zero intention of taking a shot unless I can get the head out and get my friends to come back and help me.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
There's no reason to have two dead mammals there.
Uh-uh. No, sir. You're right. I agree. I've become very selective. Even on the ones I'm very selective, I'm not very good at closing the deal. I've missed. I had two misses last year. My only opportunities, I missed with a bow. I missed with a muzzleloader. I had two deer. I've told this story. Grandson's with me. He's in one stand. I'm in the other. There were two deer in the field. Came out behind him. He didn't see him. I thought, oh, that's a little buck chasing a doe, and I put the binoculars up on the one in the back, right? I'm looking at the deer in the back, and it's like a 6-point, doesn't have a very big rack, and it's like 80 yards, you know? I'm like, oh, well, we'll let them go. I'm watching this deer, and they're getting further and further and further and further away. I focused on the back deer. Finally get 120 or so yards across the field, somewhere where I'm not comfortable shooting, and I swing the binoculars back on the first one. It's not a doe. It's Big Daddy. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. That's just stupid. I'm like, why didn't I look at both of them? I'm focused on the one in the back that I think is the buck. Yep, they were both bucks. One in the front was the big one, a shooter, and the one in the back was the scrub.
That's the way it works.
Isn't that something? I just never.
That big rack of mine, I just shot a doe.
Yeah.
Hell, I didn't reload the muzzleloader.
Oh, my gosh.
And
it happens.
There, you know, these are the memories that leaves here, because I
stood
there looking at it, and he's looking at me, and I'm looking at him.
Yeah.
But anyway, I
all right, buddy. Thanks for the memories.
Season.
Yep. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Enjoy. 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 Thank you so much. All right. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. I'm going to tell you the rules of the contest. Of course, if you're a listener, you know what the rules are. The rules are you call that number, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You leave your name and number with our producer, Aaron. Good morning, Aaron. And then make sure first and last name accurately spelled, and then your accurate phone number, and we'll record that. And at the last Saturday of the month, there's five Saturdays in the month of October, Robin will be here with us. She'll put each name next to a number next to the name. She'll put the numbers in the random generator on her telephone. She'll roll the phone. She'll roll the dice, so to speak, and that whatever number comes up will be the winner. So there you go. Spurry's Tire Service. That's Spurry's Tire Service. They're located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 here in Easton. Yep, that's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your truck or your car, any make or model. Any size, teeny tiny, little compact, all the way up to tractor trailer. The Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, farmers. Are you listening? It's harvest season. If you run over a deer antler and you need to get that combine tire, you know, taken care of, Spurry's can do that for you. All right. Yep, they even have tires for your a garden tractor, your farm tractor, your lawnmower, and your wheelbarrow. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle. When that check engine light comes on, just like happened to me a few weeks ago, the 24-hour truck service has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for more than 30 years. There's no appointment needed for tires. Just stop by. Call Spurry's at 410-822-7384 for prices. Visit their website, spurriestire.com, and their prices are good, by the way. Again, no appointment needed, 410-822-7384. That's Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
My supper if you get in the way of my gun. It's so still I can hear the train from 10 miles away. Hey, if I'm here 8 hours from now, it'll be okay. Cause I'm a backwoods boy, grew up on a dirt road. I'm a backwoods boy with no better place to go.
Right, Josh Turner, sing that Backwoods Boys song from the Deer Stand. Thanks, Dave Levitt, for sending me that link to his YouTube song so that we could play that on the air. We've got a lot of good hunting songs coming up this season, don't we, Aaron? Yes, we do. We've got some Michael Waddell stuff and some really, really good stuff. So there you go. 410 WCBM 680. Sorry, Aaron, who is it, Bill? Is that who's online? Joe in Glendon. Good morning.
That's me.
Morning, guys. Joe.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing really well. It started to rain, and I guess it's going to rain hard for a while. But anyway, it's the Orioles, and I don't hunt. I'd like to be in the contest because I've never shot a muzzle loader. So I thought that would give me a good reason to learn how.
Exactly. That would give you a great reason.
Yeah.
Yep. Our final winter last year was not a hunter to a limited degree, but not a muzzleloader hunter. And so he's very very happy to have that. Randy here from here in town, Randy Aronson. So it's very nice. Randy's a nice sponsor of youth sponsor for our official Big Game Records program here in Maryland. He sponsored some youths so we can continue not to charge an entry fee for the youngsters. And
good.
Have a shout out to Randy. Randy's a good guy, and his pest control business is top notch, just so you know. So local folks, you know, call Randy Aronson. Yeah, man. Anyway.
Well, thank you, and I enjoyed that last song.
Yeah, well, thanks for giving us a call. Are you a hunter as well? Not a muzzleloader hunter, but a hunter as well?
No, I don't hunt, but
no.
I appreciate what y'all do. I'm glad that the ones that shoot the deer get as many as they do. I just wish they'd get a lot more so that the cars wouldn't hit them.
No, well, we kill 30,000 on our highways every year in Maryland. Did you
really
know that?
Wow. Yep. Well, it's unfortunate for 30,000 people.
It is. You're absolutely right.
Someone didn't get to shoot them and eat them, and someone ruined their car.
$8,000 to a brand new F-150 back in 2011.
Oh.
Yep. Interstate 70, 2 miles this side of Mount Airy, came out of the woods. I saw him the first time I saw him, he was in front of the truck. The last time I saw him, he was flying into the median strip. Mm. He knocked off my license plate. He took out my front end of my truck. It was still drivable. It was the EcoBoost, so he took out one of the turbines. He took out the grill, the hood, both fenders, the bumper, of course. And $8,000 later, my insurance company restored my vehicle to a whole thing. But it was quite a mess. I wish I still had the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little buck. He was, you know, it was November. We were at a fundraiser. And yep, that was the worst one. I've hit one, two. I've hit three. One of them survived, the other two didn't, so, yep.
Well, that's right there by exit 68 is Mount Airy.
Uh-huh, so this would have been, this would have been mile marker, about mile marker 70.
Uh-huh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, okay, well, anyhow, have a great day and enjoy listening
you do
to the
same.
Show.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good one. Bye-bye. Yep, first one I hit with a 68 Chevy Blazer. He came up over a bank from a creek bottom, jumped over the guardrail, and stopped in the middle of the road. I took him out with my front bumper and grill. Fixed that one myself, if I remember, with a replacement aftermarket grill. And then one, I was on my way over through the backwoods in Montgomery County, border of Montgomery and Frederick County. I was picking up something for something, and Doe came off the bank, and I bumped her, and she slid across the highway, and no damage to my vehicle, apparently no damage to the deer, but they're incredible animals. Coming up Interstate 70 out of Hancock a few years ago, saw one bounce off the truck in front of me. I went past it, the whole thing, and then it bounced off the truck behind me. I could see that in the rearview mirror. I'll never forget. It was a red pickup truck and a white pickup truck. And the deer got up and ran off north of Interstate 70 outside of Hancock. Unbelievable. Unbelievably tough animals, too. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Hey, I got to tell you one more time about our friends at Backyard Billy's. You've put it off long enough. Okay, summer's here and gone. We're headed to fall. And there's not going to be a lot more weekends for crabs in the backyard, but you know what? There's plenty of time now. And, you know, there's always football. You can always, do your own tailgate right there in your backyard before the big game. So why not stop by Backyard Billy's and check out the sale prices on some of that backyard furniture? They've got a giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, about 1,000 Adirondack chairs in stock. Yeah, 1,000, you heard me. You can see most of that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. But you'll find gym sets for the kids, great Christmas present, you know, if you got grandkids or kids. Tiki bars for the adults, storage sheds, dog kennels, chicken coops. Yep, that's right. Greenhouses, all that in Backyard Billy's backyard with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. And inside, they have the barbecue grills and the Hearth America side with the stoves and the inserts. But the barbecue grills by Traeger, pellet grills, Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe smokers, and then they have that beautiful selection of Memphis stainless steel grills. A huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings for that backyard, you know, bonfire if you like, and you can browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. Backyard Billy's, premier fireplace and hearth dealer, as we mentioned, in the region. BackyardBillys.com, 410-827-4500, 827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Good day to go would be today or tomorrow. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. That's coming from the bridge. The folks down this way just take Route 18 right up through Graysonville and turn right.
right there on Evans Avenue and then left on Drummond. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed Gulf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block. Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers and crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials or give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.